Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Taran here with us.
Hello.
You got new glasses?
Yeah.
I actually just noticed them.
I've been here for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, the setup for the video takes a bit of time for us, so it's always a bit of a... And we're trying to standardize the way it looks, so every episode might look slightly different because the camera's in a slightly different place. But we're getting there.
I wanted to look it different in every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want variety.
I'm pretty sure I've worn this jacket every time. Well, this jumper every time. Yeah.
Okay. I've worn something different every time, actually. Yeah.
So I might need to mix it up a bit.
Yeah.
I always come from the gym, so I'm probably wearing the same shit. And your dog always rips up my pants, so I'm just wearing these pants.
Was that from him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just now?
No. This previous.
Previous offense.
Previous encounters.
Yeah. Our dog's in he's in that teething stage, so he's kind of biting anything and everything at the moment. So Flash.
Yes.
Just came
the
out.
The Flash,
yeah, yeah. Just came out. We watched it a couple of nights ago. I think they've had like critic screenings and stuff earlier. So we just watched it in a normal screening. We'll get into our thoughts on it, but I'll do a bit of background as we usually do. We'll do spoilers later in the episode, so you can keep listening if you haven't watched it yet, or keep watching if you haven't watched it yet, and then we will jump into spoilers at that point. So till then, it's non-spoilers. So it's directed by Andy Muschietti. So he is known for his It movies, so the new ones. The first one being pretty good and the second one not being so good.
It's all right, the second one. It's not bad. I like that part when they all beat it up. Or is that the first one?
That's when the kids beat him up.
They beat him up again, don't they?
As adults?
Yeah.
Yeah, but a couple of them die or something, right?
I can't remember.
The second one, we've done a review of the second one, so you can go listen to it. I just remember the second one is just a series of like scares. Like each person has their own segment. And you know they're going to get, like, there's going to be a scare.
Oh, it's like the flashback and then the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, he's directing this one. Ezra Miller is in it. So he's the Flash. So
Flash.
If you've heard the news about him, they haven't recast him and they have released the movie. So it still happened. But apart from him, we've got Sacha Cal, Michael Shannon, and Michael Keaton is in the movie. So if you've seen the trailers, you'll probably know all of this. And the movie runtime is 144 minutes, so I think regular sort of superhero length. And then budget-wise, it's 200 to 220 million. So it's had a number of reshoots, and this movie was meant to come out ages ago. So it's had a number of delays, and firstly due to COVID and then other production issues, and they finally released it. Box office-wise so far, so apparently it's underperforming. So it's only the opening weekend so far, and it's done about 24 million. So it hasn't had a great opening. And critically, I'm actually a little bit surprised, but critically it's a little bit divided as well. So it's not, I think initially it was very positive from the initial critic screenings, but since then it's been a bit more.
You thought it should be mixed. Completely positive.
Well, I thought it was pretty good. So, well, jumping into our review, I thought it was pretty decent. Maybe because my expectations were so low and I wasn't expecting this movie to be anything really, based on all the problems they had with production. But I had a pretty good time with it. I thought overall it was pretty well made, like story-wise. It was okay. Like it didn't feel like a Justice League or a. It didn't feel like that because I thought it would be that sort of.
I think it's an okay movie, but
okay,
it's not great. There's definitely a whole lot of flaws with it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think
technically speaking, this movie is trash in terms of CGI.
Yeah,
for 90% of it.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think the CGI was not, we're sort of jumping to positives and negatives, but yeah, like negatives, I think the CGI certainly in terms of the story that they went for, they needed CGI in some places, but it just wasn't, you could tell it was CGI and it was very obviously CGI.
It's like, there's like bad CGI, but this is like glaringly bad. Like this is some of the worst CGI I've seen. It's like Thor Love and Thunder type
level?
Bad CGI, yeah. Maybe even worse than Thor Love and Thunder at some stages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are some parts that are also not that bad in terms of visuals.
There is a part at the end that's probably got the worst CGI I've seen in a long time.
Okay, yeah. No, there was definitely some very patchy visual effects throughout. But there were some shots that actually looked good as well. So I think it's to do with the issues that they had and the long production time that they had for this movie. But positives wise, I thought it had a surprising amount of, I guess, emotion. I know a lot of people didn't feel the same, but I thought it was
okay. But like the emotional like relationship between the mum and Ezra Miller, it's okay.
Yeah, I thought like, that was decent. It was decent. I thought the stuff, Batman is in this, I don't think that's a spoiler. I thought the stuff around Batman was good as well.
Decent, but also he doesn't have to be in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have done it without him.
Same with Supergirl. Like, she's good, but she's not in it that much. And
she's not in it that
much. Doesn't add much to the
plot. For the parts that she's in, she was really good. Michael Keaton was really good.
I liked one of the Ezra Millers, and the other one I could not stand. Like, I understand, like, what they were going for. I think
that was intentional.
It's intentional, yeah. But there's making a guy annoying, and then there's making him this guy, which is just like, fucking, like, let me leave the theater because this guy's that annoying.
I didn't find him that annoying because I knew it was intentional. They needed him to be, because Ezra Miller or the Flash in, like, Justice League is obviously super annoying compared to the other characters. Like, he's, like, the annoying one. Out of the Justice League, but and then in this he kind of gets his own medicine, but like worse.
Yeah,
yeah.
But we're getting that medicine. Like, I don't like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He's next. He's one of the most annoying characters I've seen on screen. Genuinely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. I thought there was some humor with that character, which I think sort of enjoyed.
It was hit and miss as well with the humor. Like some of it was funny, and some of it's like this is not funny.
I think tonally they did go, because Flash is a slightly more comedic character. So even like when the title of the film flashes up, they kind of do it in a comedic way. But
I think it was some of the comedy was good and some of it was not good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like us two had slightly different experiences. I didn't talk to you after the movie, so this is the first time we're talking about it. I actually thought I walked out of the cinema having a pretty good time. There was definitely some parts in the middle that probably didn't need to be there. Like, they could have focused on the story in this is pretty simple, but they spent a lot of time in a certain segment of the story, which wasn't really required in the end.
It's quite a long movie in the end.
As a result of that, it ends up being quite long. So I think there's stuff in the middle that was a little bit unnecessary. I thought the stuff at the start was really good. So there's a segment, there's a extended action sequence at the beginning of the film.
I thought that was good.
Which was a good start to the movie.
Ben Affleck's Batman
returns.
Decent. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's back. And he was good for, he's not in it that much, but he was good for what he's in it for. And so after that extended sequence there, they kind of jump into the main plot of the story. And even initially that was okay, but then, yeah, there's a bit of buffer. And then the end, I also thought the end could have been better.
There's a part at the end that is one of the worst things I've ever seen. Like, some of it, some people will enjoy it, but if you really think about it, it is one of the worst things ever done.
Okay, well, we'll have to get into that in spoilers. I also thought they set up something emotionally with the Flash, and he kind of ignores it at the end again, which we'll get into in spoilers. So, like, I think they had a message in this story, and they did it, but then they kind of didn't do it as well in the end. So, yeah, well, there's obviously a lot to...
It sounds like I hated it. It was okay. Like, this is...
I thought it was like one of the better DC movies.
It's kind of like No Way Home. This is like No Way Home for DC, but...
But not as good.
I think No Way Home's better.
Yeah.
And I don't even like No Way Home that much. I think it's decent, but yeah.
I think No Way Home is better. Like, it's a better movie than this, but the way they did like cameos and stuff was probably kind of, because in that I wasn't a fan of the way they did Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, like the way they got them into the movie.
The way they did some cameos is better. The way they did some cameos is a whole lot worse.
Yeah. I think they did like the Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton's decent, but also Michael Keaton's just like, oh, let's just say lines from the previous Batman movie with no context.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense in the scene.
And one of our friends that we watched it with, he hadn't seen the Michael Keaton Batman. So it was like, why is this guy
He turns to me at one stage, like, why is he saying that?
Yeah.
And you realize if you haven't seen those previous movies,
it's like,
it's just nonsense.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And it's like, not like a Bruce Wayne kind of thing to say either, so like, or a Batman kind of thing to say, so it's just
but I think Michael Keaton was good overall.
I think it's good. I think Ezra Miller was actually pretty good.
I think one of the Ezra Millers is good and the other one I want to shoot on site. Yeah,
but overall, yeah, I thought it was pretty decent. They go back to certain points in time in the DC universe.
Michael Shannon's definitely phoning this in. He's in it for like 10 minutes or whatever, and I didn't even know if he was
actually there.
He says like three lines of dialogue, and apparently in an interview he said he hated filming this. He did film it, and he said he hated filming it
because they take you back to like the Man of Steel. Obviously Zod's in it, the Man of Steel timeline.
Look, this movie could have been a whole lot worse. It's
yeah,
for what it is, it's okay, but it's not great. It's, if you're expecting, the headlines were, this is the best superhero movie ever made. It's definitely not. It's even close to that. Yeah.
They said that with Across the Spider-Verse, which was...
That's actually good.
It's actually good. Well, it's closer to being the best Superman.
This is not
superhero
close
movie.
To that. Yeah.
This is not close. Yeah, you're right. But it is a decent... Like, there's the bad DC movies, like the original Justice League and like Suicide Squad.
I think the bad stuff in this is as bad as that, and the good stuff is as good as like a Shazam.
Yeah.
I think overall it's worse than It's worse than all the good, like the really good DC movies. It's worse than all of them.
Yeah, it's probably worse than Wonder Woman. Do you think it's better than Aquaman?
No, I think it's probably worse. I don't even like Aquaman. I think it's worse than Aquaman.
I think it might be better than Aquaman. Because Aquaman's just a bit boring.
CGI is so bad in this compared to Aquaman CGI.
Yeah. But like story-wise and entertainment-wise, I think there's a bit more in this than Aquaman.
There is, yeah, look, there's stuff that is good and that you have fun with, but there's also stuff that just makes it like, it makes everything else come down.
Yes.
If you look into the story, like some of it just doesn't make sense as well.
Yeah, there are plot holes. I'm a bit more positive on this. So I reckon this one's actually worth a watch.
You won't have a bad time watching it. I think it's probably as good as Fast X. That's kind of the place I would put it at. Like you'll have a good time watching it, but like, is it a good movie? No.
I think it's better than Fast X, but
I would say it's like a Fast X level movie. Yeah.
Fair enough. I think it was pretty decent.
The CGI is probably better in Fast X at most points as well. Yeah.
I agree the CGI is not good in this. Mm. But I think it is, out of like the multiverse movies, it's better than that one.
I reckon it's not. I reckon that's better.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, well, you can see it on the screen. We're talking about Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. I think it's better than that. I think there's a bit more payoff in this than that. And that they didn't promise a
payoff. If you want just a series of cameos at the end of your movie, then yeah, this pays off.
No, I think at an emotional level, it does. Like, it's still a Flash story in the end.
It is, yeah.
So I think in that way, it does well. This, like, Doctor Strange was not anything. Like, whose story was that? Because it wasn't really Doctor Strange's story. It was more like Wanda's story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, the emotional aspect with the mum is built up within this movie. But in the end... okay, it does pay off a little bit, and I guess that is the whole aspect of it. But for the whole middle part of the movie, you don't have any interaction with the mum, so it's like it's all left. So it's only at the start, at the end, that you really get it.
Yeah. And well, it's because of the rules that they set up in the universe that the reason he goes back is for one thing, and then something else happens, and that's why the story goes the way it does. It's better than Ant-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably better than Ant-Man. Like, I can't say this is a good movie, though. I can't even say it's a well-made movie. But I think with everything that was going on, I think they did a decent job of putting together a movie that's watchable.
Yeah.
But
that's at least, like, kind of cohesive. Like, it's not, like, completely disjointed and, like...
It's stuff. Not like X-Men Dark Phoenix or something like
that.
Yeah, like,
it's better than...
Yeah, but it's not... If you're expecting a really good movie with a really good multiverse story, it's not that. Yeah. And your complaint about this movie is that it has one multiverse in it. This movie only has one as well.
Yeah, but this movie didn't. That movie promised, in the title itself, Multiverse of Madness. This wasn't... Like, there's a multiverse aspect to the story, but you're not going in expecting like a crazy multiverse adventure. I was expecting he goes into another universe. I wasn't expecting him to like be jumping between heaps of universes. So I guess it's your expectations.
Yeah.
Going in as well. It's called The Flash.
But anyone that says this is the greatest superhero movie ever made is.
No, it's not.
It's
simply just not.
It's not close as well. It's not like... Oh, yeah, it's like nearly there, but it's not. Yeah.
I think it's better than the early DC release this year, Shazam, the second Shazam, whatever it was called.
It's about the same.
It's a bit more entertaining than that, I feel. That was a bit too generic.
Yeah.
This could have been generic, but I think they added
They hit the beats that they want to hit. They're like, okay, Michael Keaton, Superman, Batman, put him in. Say the lines that people will like.
Supergirl,
say the lines people will like.
A couple of other...
Flash runs fast. Yeah. That's
it. They did change the way he runs in this as well.
It still looks stupid.
It's still, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got another issue with the way he runs in this because it looks like he's running on a treadmill or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like he's running, like there's friction on the ground the way he's running. It's like he's running in the air.
Also, I'll say the TV show, The Flash... does everything better than this. Okay. That this, and they did Flashpoint in it.
Yeah.
And they do it better than this movie.
Although this is, I mean, this is not strictly, I think it's inspired by Flashpoint, but it's not strictly.
And that one isn't a Flashpoint. Like, it doesn't have Batman in it, first off.
Yeah.
But they still do it better than this.
Yeah. All right. Well, looks like we've got a bit to discuss in the spoilers. I personally, like, I'm not saying it's the best movie, like, ever made. I think it's a decent movie.
It's okay.
The selection of movies that we have at the moment. So we've got like, obviously Across the Spider-Verse, definitely watch that before you watch this. But out of the other ones, I think it's better than the Transformers movie that we watched last week, which we haven't reviewed yet.
I think it's about the same. Like, literally, it's so middling, this movie. It's not amazing. It's not bad. It's just there. It's okay. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll give it a cognitive recalibration. I think you give it a...
It's just middling. I'm not saying it's bad, but there's so many things about it that are not good that you can't say it's good.
Yeah. I think it's not like a good movie, but it's an entertaining movie. That's what I'm saying.
Also, I guess some of it's the comedy. If you find a lot of it funny, if you find that second Ezra Miller funny,
then
you'll probably like it. But I just found him extremely annoying, like very annoying. It's kind of like stoner comedy. I don't know. If you like stoner comedy, then you'll probably like it.
I guess
you like stoner comedy because that's what it is. He's like high. He's without being high, he's high.
Yeah.
And he's like stupid. That's another. I know it's a different Ezra Miller, but he's like so stupid, like ridiculously stupid.
It's because he's a younger version of him as well. So he's.
Yeah, so he's like a fifth grader.
I think he's 10 years younger than...
He's meant to be 18.
18, yeah. And but I think like the current Flash is...
His level of knowledge and like... Well, they go see... Well, it's a spoiler, but yeah.
We'll get into it.
Yeah.
Just spoiler. So, yeah.
Like they go see Batman at one point and then he's talking and explaining everything. And then it's like, we need you to be Batman. And he's like, oh, is this guy's Batman?
Yeah.
Like how... Like... Who is this guy? I thought that was funny, but also he's so stupid.
No, I think it's possible that he's...
And his character turn at the end is also a very handbrake turn. Like, it comes out of nowhere.
And we'll discuss that. I think there's a reason maybe that he is a little bit stupid, and that's because he didn't grow up the same way that the current Ezra Miller did.
Yeah.
And that may be resulted in him being what he is. But all right. We'll jump into spoilers. So if you haven't seen The Flash, I say go watch it. You say don't watch it.
No, like if you like DC stuff, then you have to watch it. Like you'll watch this anyway.
Is it better than Black Adam?
Is it better than Black Adam?
Yeah, your favorite movie.
Yeah, it's better than Black Adam.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Black Adam's trash. Although some of the cameos in this are bad as the cameos in Black Adam. Like,
what are the cameos in Black Adam?
Superman.
Oh, yeah. That is...
There's some... At the end of this movie, there's some on par. Look, if you like superhero stuff, then you're going to watch this anyway. So, but I don't think it's that great.
As I was saying, if you haven't seen Flash, go watch it. Come back to this point and we'll do...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
Spoilers. All right. Spoilers.
Yes.
So where do you want to start? Obviously, you've got the issues, so let's go through them.
Well, the first action scene with Batman, it's pretty decent.
I thought that was pretty good. This is when I started noticing some of the bad CGI.
So though. The babies very bad CGI.
I thought that scene was good, though.
It was a good concept.
Yeah.
But you just get taken out of it immediately because everything looks like trash. Everything looks like the worst kind of like nightmarish babies you've ever seen.
Well, obviously they couldn't, you know, it's going to be CGI.
They've done CGI babies before.
And they look better than this. Yeah. The worst part was when he opens the microwave and you see the baby in the microwave, but it's a CGI baby.
And it looks really bad. It looks like it's out of a horror movie.
Yeah.
It's like some deformed baby.
I understand like in the action sequence when they're falling down, that has to be CGI. But when you have him in the microwave, which is like after the action sequence, it's just like, he just opens it. That could have been a bit better. Like, it could have still been CGI, but it could have been, like, an actual baby as well.
Better CGI.
Yeah.
Did you see the director said that all the bad CGI is on purpose?
Okay, so why?
He says, well, his explanation doesn't make sense because he says we're looking through Barry's lens when he's in the multiverse, but
I think he's
not in the multiverse. In that
I think he's referring to, you know, when he, like, goes into the Speed Force, and you've seen the different timelines.
Yeah. I didn't mind the bad CGI then, though, because it's just still images, and that's fine.
Yeah, and I think that makes sense, because he's not looking – that's not the real world. That's like a version of reality.
But it's not limited to that where the bad CGI is.
Yeah, so that part I didn't mind. I didn't mind that either. That was like a stylistic choice that they made. That was fine. The other parts, even the Batman at the start –
Like bouncing on the cars and stuff. Initially he's fine, but then he's like bouncing off cars and stuff, and it looks weird.
Because the Batman stuff, I think they could have done practically. Like there was
the stuff on the bike is nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That stuff was good. So you get a pretty extended action sequence with Batman as well, and you get a bit of Alfred as well at the start,
and then you get the first of the very unnecessary cameos with Wonder Woman, where she does nothing.
I was thinking, like, has Wonder Woman, she was in Shazam as well, right?
Yeah, she was, yeah.
Yeah.
So she's just going around doing cameos.
I'm pretty sure she's in Aquaman as well.
She might be, yeah.
Because weren't they going to do, like, the Atlantean versus the Amazon thing?
I don't think so. I think initially they were, but
I don't know if they still.
And they just do the same joke as in Justice League with the Lasso of Truth.
Yeah.
They have that exact joke in Justice League.
With Batman?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can't remember. They probably did. They do it with, they. I thought they did with Aquaman in that. I think it was Aquaman.
I think they do it with both of them.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I laughed.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Both times. When they did it Justice League and this time.
Yeah, I laughed both times.
Yeah.
And then
I don't know. It was a cameo. I don't think it was great. Yeah. It was whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. They could have got Superman instead, but yeah. Anything works. And then you get into the main plot, which is Barry is trying to save his father, who's been in jail, and he's having his final sentence like in a week or so. And he's friends with Bruce Wayne, obviously. So Bruce Wayne's like helping him out a little bit. But the way they get into the, because he's obviously never done this jumping timelines thing before, but it kind of just happens.
Yeah.
And like they never show how he gets back out of it either. It's like, I'm assuming he just runs fast and he gets back out again. But like he gets into it. And then the next scene they just cut and he's telling Bruce Wayne about it.
Yeah, yeah, yep. I don't know how he got. He just rewinds back and then goes back out. I'm guessing.
I think so.
Yeah.
But it happens when he's speaking with his father and he's kind of having a flashback to the day his mother died and he ends up running fast and it happens. But it should have happened. Or maybe he wasn't running as fast as he is now. But in Zack Snyder's
Justice League,
where he reverses time. I watched that again, by the way, this week. Still good.
I don't think I'm ever going to watch it again. I just can't.
It's got the best scene of all time or whatever.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. As voted by the
Academy. Yeah.
Probably Zack Snyder fans hate this movie.
Why?
Because it's the Man of Steel stuff, I guess.
It's a continuation. That doesn't undo what he did, though. I don't know.
Yeah. They don't like it. Yeah.
It's not dark enough, I guess, for them.
Yeah.
It's too lighthearted.
It's too lighthearted, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, once he talks to Bruce Wayne, and Bruce Wayne tells him, you know, don't go back because our past has made us what we are today, which makes sense. He has a good line there.
He does it anyway.
Yeah.
The story's very similar to No Way Home in that sense. He's changing the past, which alters the future, and then causes like a multiversal thing to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in the end, he has to give up something that he.
Well, in No Way Home, he just makes people forget that he's Spider-Man.
No Way Home, he wants people to forget that he's Spider-Man. In this one, he wants to bring his mum back.
Yeah.
And then No Way Home, at the end, he has to give up everyone knowing him.
Yeah.
And then in this one, he has to give up his mum.
Yeah.
So the stories are kind of like.
Similar.
Very similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, then he does go back and it all revolves around that, what happened that day in terms of his dad goes to the market to get some tomatoes, can of tomatoes, because his mum forgot them. So then he goes back to make sure that his mum doesn't forget them, so she gets the extra can in her trolley.
Well, so this doesn't make sense. There's a part at the end.
Yeah.
So to skip to the end.
Yeah.
I think I know
what you're going to say. But
so he replays the scene and his mum asks his dad to go get the tomatoes and he's up in his room. And then his dad comes back into the driveway and then his mum screams and then his dad goes downstairs and you see his dad holding his mum and the knife's in her chest.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he gets his dad acquitted because when he looks up at the store so that he can see the tomatoes.
Yeah.
So he's at the store. He got the tomatoes. But he's still in the driveway when his mum dies. So what does it matter when he went to the store? So he could have still stabbed his mum.
Yeah, he could have. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
So you're saying his dad's actually the murderer?
No, I'm not saying that, but like the evidence is bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think it makes sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense because when in the flashback, when they show you, he comes into the driver and then he sees the mum and then Barry comes down.
Yeah.
So
he could have still stabbed his mum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Barry knows that he did stab him, but being in the supermarket doesn't acquit him from stabbing the mum.
Yeah, because he comes. Yeah,
yeah,
he comes back and the things already happened. But yeah.
Anyway, that's a thing that happens in this movie.
Yes. Yeah. Also, the part that because he learns that he has to let go of his mum, but he's like, I could still save my dad.
Still save my dad,
which
shouldn't
really work. Either
way, it would change what happens.
Yeah,
because you're still changing. Yeah,
and I think it does. It's not a big enough change, but obviously it changes.
It still changes stuff
to George Clooney.
Which is a big change, if you ask me.
Yeah. Also, with that end cameo, is that the one you were saying was terrible?
No, I'm talking about the part where you just see a random bunch of multiverses. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yeah,
the George Clooney one. I think that was actually meant to be.
I think they filmed a couple different ones.
I think it was meant to be Michael Keaton because Michael Keaton's in the Batgirl movie,
yeah,
which is in the same universe as this. So I think they were going to reset the timeline so that instead of Ben Affleck, it was Michael Keaton.
Mm.
But then they cancelled all his movies, so I think they got George Clooney instead.
It just doesn't matter. We're never going to see George Clooney as Batman. But
although I want to.
He had a beard, so you can't be Batman. Oh, well, I guess Batman can have a beard, but I think the cowl will look really weird.
Yeah,
if he's got that beard underneath it. Yeah,
I think they just called George Clooney as he is, as
he was exiting the Nescafe store.
Yeah, yeah, the Nespresso.
Yeah,
yeah, he was just getting some coffee, and they're like, "Can you do this thing for us?" It's just across the road, literally just there. That was funny though. I thought that was good.
I didn't hate that cameo. There's other cameos that are bad in this, but that's not one that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of was hoping George Clooney would show up at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, after the other series of cameos, so we'll talk about those. So which one do you like? Christopher Reeve?
Christopher Reeves is bad because it's really bad CGI. They could have used footage from the show, like the movie. Like, they could have just used any kind of footage. Okay, the thing that's bad about that whole sequence is it's just Barry looking up at a bunch of fucking spheres hitting each other, and then it just shows random people from different universes to no end. Like, what is the point of this? Does it affect the story? No. It's just, oh, let's just give people a bunch of cameos because cameos are cool. The only one that was cool was Nick Cage's one, but in a better movie that is good, but none of them actually affect the story at all.
Yeah.
And they mean nothing. Also, Chris Reeves is dead, and who's the other guy? They have another guy in this that is the other Superman, who's also dead.
Oh, the original.
Yeah.
Like the black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's not black and white. It's color. George Reeves. George Reeves?
No, it's Christopher Reeves.
Pretty sure it's George Reeves as well.
Oh, okay. Well, was that the one before Christopher Reeves?
Yeah.
Because they showed the initial
one. It's
the
TV show one.
They show the initial one, which is in black and white.
Maybe it is black and
with
white.
With the flash with the hat on.
It is George Reeves. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It, yeah. Yeah. They also had Supergirl in this from the Supergirl movie, which is like, yeah. That was surprising because that movie's like one of the worst movies ever made. And they still had that cameo.
And I thought it was the original Flash that they showed, the Jay Garrick, but it's just some random guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Nicolas Cage. So,
also, the Nicolas Cage cameo, it's cool for the people that know, but if you don't know, that is just absolute
random.
Yeah,
thing.
That is fucking random. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very random. So, for those who don't know, Nicolas Cage was cast as Superman in the Tim Burton universe, and they actually started shooting it as well, but then it got cancelled halfway through. There's actually a sort of a reference in that scene itself because the producer for that movie wanted Superman to fight a giant spider.
Yeah.
And that's why he's fighting a giant spider.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, he has long hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like, if you see, you can see like the set photos and stuff of Nicolas Cage's.
But none of those cameos mean anything. Like, if you take those cameos out of the movie does not change at all.
No. And
they all like seem like it's last minute. Like they definitely chucked it together in like the last 2 weeks. And the CGI on every single one of them is terrible.
Yes. Yeah. But also I think that it didn't bother me as much because he was looking into other dimensions. So it's not like he's looking directly. It's not like the real world. It's like a separate dimension. And that's why it didn't bother me too much that they didn't look real.
Yeah, like it would have. There's so many better ways to do that, though. Like rather than just looking at fucking spheres in the universe or whatever. Like he could have been running through those actual universes, or he could have actually been like in the universe for a bit. It could have been the same cameo, but just have him in the universe rather than him just looking at some spheres.
Yeah, I think like you said that. I think they did put this together last minute, so they didn't really. Have the chance to
but
be able
if
to do
you
that.
Love just having a bunch of random cameos in your movie, then you'll probably fucking love that. Yeah But I don't know, I thought it was just stupid.
I didn't think that was that great. Like I enjoyed the Nicolas Cage thing, like that was pretty good,
but for most people that would just be nothing. That would just be gibberish.
And I wonder why they just focused on like the Superman. If they were going to do cameos, you'd just show they did show Adam West.
They
Batman.
Showed Adam West.
Yeah, they showed Adam West Batman. Maybe they weren't allowed to show Christian Bale Batman, but also, like, for me, like, the Michael Keaton Batman's not, like, it wasn't really my movie, I guess, growing up. Like, my live-action Batman is probably Christian Bale. My favorite live action Batman. I know like people loved the Michael Keaton one who were like teenagers when that movie came out. But for me, I don't have a close, affection. I don't have affection towards that movie. So I don't really care that much about Michael Keaton Batman. Although he was good in this. So yeah, I know, like, some people, decent. if you grew up with the Michael Keaton Batman, you're probably going to love this movie because he does a good job in this.
But also, some people have watched it and they, like, it is Michael Keaton playing Batman, but is it the Michael Keaton Batman? Like, there's a lot of differences. And I don't think it's that exact Batman. It's probably a different Batman. It's not that universe. First off, it doesn't look like that universe because that universe looks fucking weird.
Yeah, the Tim Burton. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's like a parallel. Separate. Yeah.
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 Also, I mean, they kind of explain this away, but he's way too old to be fighting.
Mm.
Like, he's
the,
like,
way he fights as well. Like, he's never done that stuff ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
I thought it was like you can wave that stuff away. Yeah, that's fine. Kind of
like,
yeah,
whatever. Like, I think they could have done it. It would have actually been cool if they're going to do this whole multiverse thing. Like, and it was going to be an older Bruce Wayne, then he didn't have to fight. Like, he didn't have to be Batman. Like, he could have just helped them, or it could have even better, could have been Batman Beyond universe, where it's old Bruce Wayne, but like a younger Batman. But that stuff was fine. I'm just saying, like, the Tim Burton Batmans weren't like my favorite movies, so I'm not liking this movie just because they reference those movies.
I think they do throw in a lot of references in this movie, though, just to say we'll give you everything. So they throw in the Wonder Woman, they throw in the Ben Affleck, they throw in the Aquaman, they throw in the
Aquaman in the credits. They literally got everyone except Cyborg.
They
talk about Cyborg, but
yeah
the way they talk about the universe that he goes into, the Michael Keaton Batman universe with the young Flash, or the young Barry, it's like a weird universe where, like, Back to the Future had Eric Schultz. You know, he was actually originally cast in that.
Oh, yeah, he did shoot. He shot for like a week or so, and then they
recast him. So it's like one of the famous recastings.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was kind of a reference to that. Yeah, I actually thought the young Barry stuff, I know it probably can be annoying, but it kind of also made sense because he grew up with his mum. So he didn't, like, maybe he was just a little bit more pampered, and that's why he ends up being like a bit of an idiot compared to the Barry that we know.
It's definitely done on purpose. Like, they didn't, like, unintentionally make this annoying character.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Ezra Miller is playing that character to be annoying.
Yeah.
I just found it too annoying. Like,
well, it was, like, similar to how he was in Justice League. But maybe
worse.
Bit worse.
He's worse, yeah.
In Zack Snyder's Justice League, he's not as much of an idiot. He's actually a little bit more competent in that movie. In the Joss Whedon one,
he's like, oh, why do people keep going to brunch and stuff? I'm like, fuck, just stop talking. There's points where, like, he starts talking and he just doesn't stop. He just keeps going. And I'm like, this is too much.
Well, they say that's because of his, like, metabolism and, like, he's got just a lot of energy, right?
But, like, you know, I think some people won't hate that. Some people will be fine with it. But, I was not a huge fan. Also, whenever there's two Barry Allens in a scene, one of them looks like the worst.
That I did notice. And it got progressively, like, like, more noticeable, maybe because I noticed it the first time. But, it's usually the older older Barry.
I think it switches. I think it switches.
It did switch sometimes. So I think, is that how they did the, maybe they just couldn't get.
I've seen Telugu movies that came out in the 80s that have better. better, like, two characters.
Double
in
action.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did this one, because obviously maybe they just couldn't get Ezra Miller back.
They have a stand-in. They have one stand-in, and then they have one guy, and then they pace the.
Which is, they've been doing it for, like, they've been doing this stuff for years, right? Like, for decades. So, and it's not a new thing.
Yeah. It's been better in so many more movies.
So I'm not sure why they had to use CGI, but maybe they just couldn't get the shots they needed to transpose it. We haven't talked about Supergirl. So
she was pretty good, but she's in it for like 10 minutes, so don't expect much of her.
I thought this sequence where they save her was pretty good. The trailer for this ruins too much as well. If you haven't seen the trailer, I think you might enjoy this a bit more, because the trailer ruins both of Michael Keaton's lines.
Although arguably, are those good lines?
Yeah, I mean, they're whatever. Like, yeah. You don't know the let's get nuts thing. Like, that's just like, it doesn't make sense.
Also, when he says, I'm Batman, like, yeah,
obviously,
they know.
You're
they
in the suit.
Yeah. Why are you saying that?
Yeah.
We see you, but we came here because you're Batman.
Yeah, he didn't need to say it at that point. And yeah, the let's get nuts thing is just like, he just says it. Like, there's no point when he says it either.
Yeah.
And they ruin the Supergirl, like all the Supergirl scenes in the trailer.
Supergirl's progression in this is like very fast as well. Like,
I think it would have been interesting actually, because she didn't grow up with the humans. Like, she was captured when she came to Earth.
Yeah.
So, and initially they kind of did it. They're like, oh, why would I care about Earth? Like, I'm not even from here.
But then one scene later, she's like no, yeah, I care about it.
Sod's like, yeah, not a good guy. So.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
yeah, he's a bad yeah bloke. But yeah, she's pretty cool.
He slit that guy's throat.
He did, yeah.
That's not on. So, yeah.
Yep, yep. Michael Shannon may or may not have been there. Who knows?
So, yeah, she turns pretty quickly. But, yeah. I mean,
it's already a long movie. I don't know.
Yeah,
I probably don't want more of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Although I think if she were to return, like the actress, I think
she's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was probably one of the highlights, really. Yeah.
And the young Barry.
Yeah. For you, because he's such a stoner.
Anything else?
The action scenes are okay. Like, nothing's like stand out. Yeah.
Like, the Speed Force stuff,
like,
it could be cooler than...
Nothing's been as good as Quicksilver in X-Men. No Speed Force stuff has been as good as
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, how many speedsters have we had? Like, we've had...
About three, yeah. We had four, actually.
We had Quicksilver in both universes.
Yep.
The both Marvel universes. And then we've had Flash, and then we've had...
That chick from Eternals.
Eternals, yeah. Yeah, none of them have been as good as Days of Future Past.
I think the baby scene's probably the best one, like the best action sequence. Yeah. And then that is ruined by the terrible CGI.
I think that's the best one, but they also have this like filter every time he runs. It's like this like orange filter.
It's like better on the CW universe one. It's like that filter. Yeah.
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 Like, it's okay, but it kind of distorts everything, so it doesn't look as good. And like I think the other Barry has like a blue filter.
Yeah, yeah.
It was all right, but I thought they could have done better stuff with it. You can always do cool stuff with the Speed Force. But
the Batman action scenes are probably better than all the Flash ones.
Yeah, apart from maybe the baby scene.
The baby scene,
yeah. Even the Batman ones, they're like...
They're okay. I like the part when he takes out all those Russian guys.
I think the Supergirl ones are probably better.
Yeah, but it's just like punching people.
Which is, it's what Superman does too, but
it's like Man of Steel type action, the Supergirl stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, it's not, I wouldn't say it's a great action movie, like in terms of the action specifically.
No.
It's probably no like super standout.
It's all right. Yeah. Like, it's not terrible. Like, you'd have a good time watching it the first time, but like watching it on repeat, I don't think it would look that good.
I don't think there's much repeat value watching this again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is...
Similar to No Way Home. I don't think No Way Home has great repeat value as well.
Yeah, I watched No Way Home twice in the cinema. But I guess in the cinema it's slightly different because you do get the audience reactions. So
I think the good thing, the one thing this does better than No Way Home is that Michael Keaton's universe has actually progressed. It's not just like he's the same guy. It's actually progressed from when they left off, which is good.
Whereas the villains just come in as they are in the previous universe.
And even the hero, like Tobey Maguire and
well, Tobey Maguire's like progressed when
he's still using the same suit. And he's...
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
But like as a person, I think he's progressed.
Has he?
Yeah, because he's like married Mary Jane, and I think he says that, right?
Does he say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think, and he seems like he's a bit more mature. And then Andrew Garfield's like a bit more of a broken Spider-Man. I think they did that all right. I don't like how they introduced him in that movie, though. I've said that multiple times, but I think that's almost as bad as the sphere thing in this.
Yeah. The sphere thing's a bit worse, though.
Yeah.
Because it's just compounded by the bad CGI.
Yeah.
I can't believe they just did a bunch of spheres hitting each other. They could have done Brandon Routh, but they chose to do Christopher Reeves instead. I guess he's the more iconic.
And Brandon Routh's meant to be the same.
It's the same Superman. Superman. Yeah,
the same universe.
Why would you go for the guy that isn't alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe because he's just the more
famous
one.
But if you're going to do it, then do it properly, maybe.
Yeah. Which other, they could get the Superman from like the CW.
The CW shows. Yeah.
They could get that or.
They could have got the Smallville guy.
Yeah, they could have got a Smallville guy. He's pretty famous. Like,
yeah. That show ran for like 11 years.
Yeah, he's pretty popular. Yeah. Like if they're going to do this, like just go all in and just show like everything.
And do it properly though. Yeah. Like make it relevant.
Yeah, so like I reckon they should have gone and shown, obviously they got George Clooney at the end, but they could have done like Christian Bale or Val Kilmer, Batman, or...
Wouldn't it be better if they had to bring those guys in to help them?
Yeah.
And then they had something to do with the story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been better.
I know that's like, it's a lot to do and it might have been difficult to manage, but that would have ended up being such much more of a better movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I was thinking if they're going to do this whole thing, they might as well just show the animated universe as well.
Yeah. That would have looked trash. It would have looked so bad.
They did it the reverse in Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, you think these guys would have done it well, then, given what you've seen?
Yeah.
I don't blame this on Andy Muschietti. I think he did well with what he was given. Yeah. He's going to direct the new Batman movie. So you were saying
that. So that's in James Gunn's universe. So that's not James, Pattinson.
They haven't cast it yet.
Yeah, the fastballer, retired
James
fastballer.
Pattinson. He also writes books, doesn't he?
Does he write books?
I'm thinking of someone else.
Yeah, not the same.
No.
James Pattinson, right? Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Not Robert Pattinson, Batman. So someone else. Who do you reckon they'll get? Is it going to be younger Batman?
No, because he's got a son. So Damian Wayne story, yeah.
Ah, okay. So it's older.
I don't know. Maybe like...
John Hamm.
Like 30, 35 maybe?
How young's the son?
12 or like 10.
Oh, so it'd have to be in his 40s then.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You could have had him when he's younger. Had him when he's like 20.
Is that the...
I don't know what the canon is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think Bruce Wayne... Well, he's Batman for a while, right? And then he has kid.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I don't think they'll cast too old. I don't think they'll go younger than Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill.
Sure. Why not?
He could be Batman.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I didn't want him to be Superman.
I think they'll go someone unknown or unknown-ish. Yeah.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah. Because no one knows who he is. Yeah.
Cool. So we've got one more movie left in this universe, which is the Aquaman movie, which is coming out at the end of the year. And then
Keep seeing random posts on Facebook where it's like, Aquaman is unwatchable and it's trash. I'm like, how do you, first off, maybe it is, but also, how do you know?
Yeah, I've heard about the Aquaman test screenings, how they're terrible. But they had test screens for this and they were terrible as well. So
no, they weren't. They said it was the greatest movie ever made.
Yeah, that's the more recent ones. But like last year, I think when they had...
No, all the test screenings for this were, this is the best movie ever made.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought, I've heard the Aquaman ones, that it's terrible. But it's directed by James Wan, who generally, he's a competent filmmaker. So... Mm.
Also, there's some weird marketing going around for this movie where I'm sure they've just paid off people to say this movie's great. Like, there's no way Tom Cruise and, what's his name? The It guy. The guy who wrote it.
Stephen King.
Stephen King. Yeah, both of those said it's the best movie they've ever seen. There's no way both of those people think this is the best movie they've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, Tom Cruise, I can...
Well, Tom Cruise is a bit crazy, so yeah, maybe, so, I don't know.
That we can sort of explain
but
that away.
Even him, I don't think he would say this is the best movie.
Yeah.
I don't think he would understand it, first off.
I don't think he watches these movies.
Well, he said it was the best movie he's ever seen.
Although he says he watches every movie.
He does, yeah.
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 So maybe, yeah. It's not the best. It's not even like, compared to his own movies, it's not even better.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Stephen King? I don't know.
I don't know if he watches superhero movies, but yeah.
So I feel like they've definitely paid off people, or like paid off their marketing team.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad, but it's not like that good either. So, yeah.
Mm.
Did you hear that Tom Cruise is like in an argument with Chris Nolan?
Yeah. Yep. I heard about that.
Yeah. About the IMAX.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it anymore. That's it. They're in an argument.
Yeah, look it up. Because
Chris Nolan stole Tom Cruise's wife.
Does he have a wife at the moment?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with those. I don't think they're going to shift the dates for either of those movies. So I think they're still going to come out. The argument is that Oppenheimer's
couldn't they
out.
Just give some of the screens to Mission Impossible? Does it have to be in every IMAX screen?
No, well, apparently Chris Nolan, like, because that release date was secured, like, way back.
But does it need to be in every screen? Does he need to have it on every IMAX screen in the country?
I think so.
Yeah. Can't he leave one screen for Dead Reckoning?
No.
Just one.
I think that was the, he probably can, but I think the agreement was that every screen would be Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Just because Chris Nolan actually shoots in IMAX as well.
Dead Reckoning shot in IMAX as well.
Yeah. But he started the IMAX trend, Chris Nolan, with Dark Knight.
Oh, so he owns IMAX now.
So IMAX, well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. IMAX owe him a lot. But they could easily just move Dead Reckoning as well. So I think so. But Tom Cruise isn't going to compromise, and I don't think Chris Nolan is either.
It's stupid. Just share the screens. Like, it's fine. Share the screens.
Or just give them to Barbie instead.
Yeah, because that is not shot in IMAX, so they'll make it fair for everyone.
Yep. All right. So that brings us, anything else on Flash? It's a movie. So next week,
will probably never watch it again.
I might put it in the background sometime. My wife watched it with us, and she thought it was also okay. She didn't understand a lot of the
that's what
references.
That's the problem with this kind of movie as well. Which, look, it's a problem with like an Endgame and things like that as well. But people actually watch those Marvel movies. Like, no one watches these DC movies. And like, you've just made a multiverse movie, one's gonna understand.
Even if you do, well, they span like decades of movies, right? So, yeah. Yeah, even if you do watch most of them, there'll still be holes that you...
And then you chuck in a Nick Cage cameo. I actually like that cameo, but they chuck it. Yeah.
That is...
It's a deep cut.
Like, not many people will understand that. So, yeah. But, yeah, she was asking, because she's still in, like, the Chris Nolan Batman universe. So she's like, he's not Batman, when she saw Ben Affleck. And she's like, he's... Jennifer Garner's husband. That's how she knows him.
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
But not anymore. They're divorced, yeah. Now he's Jennifer Lopez's husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, who they were dating before as well.
Yeah.
Like before Jennifer Garner. But anyway, we're not about celebrity gossip on this podcast. But yeah, she was just confused about all the cameos. And she didn't know Michael Keaton. Like, she knew Michael Keaton, the actor, but she didn't know he was Batman as well.
So, yeah. So if you don't know he's Batman, then that... it's weird. It would be weird. I think a lot of the lines and a lot of the build up for his character is just based off the fact that you know he's Batman.
Yeah, because he's also very old, so like it wouldn't make sense if they just got this guy.
They show the car and everything, and they make a big deal out of the jet and got the all music that
the music from that movie. But That is The Flash. Next week, we're going to be talking about... So I watched Little Mermaid, so I'll probably do a review of Little Mermaid. We watched Transformers. We'll do that, those two together. And maybe we'll watch Elemental, but I've heard it's pretty...
Average.
Average too.
It's probably as average as this movie.
Mid. So we may or may not watch that. Probably not. But then the week after that, we've got Indiana Jones, which I'm hearing... glowing reviews about.
Well, that's the opposite of this one, hey. So they're saying it's like the worst movie ever. So yeah.
So yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I've been watching some of the Indiana Jones movies recently, or just the first one, Raiders of the Lost Ark, which is still a very good movie.
The Last Crusade is the best one.
Nah, Raiders is the best one.
Watch The Last Crusade again. It's the best one.
The Last Crusade is the third one?
Yeah. It's got
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought the general consensus was Raiders, and then the second one.
Steven Spielberg says that Last Crusade's the best one.
Okay.
Yeah. And he made them.
Yeah. He also made the Kingdom of the...
But he doesn't say that's the best one, though. He made it, but he doesn't say it's the best one.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Maybe I'll watch...
Temple of Doom's okay.
Temple of Doom's probably the worst one.
Well, either the fourth one, yeah.
Out of the first three, that's the worst one. The fourth one's by far the worst one. We'll see if the fifth one's better than the fourth one, at least.
Third one's really good. I rewatched it recently. It's good. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Raiders is okay. It's still really good, but third one's better. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Well, we got that to look forward to. So if people want to get in touch with us, how do they go about it?
So we're on all platforms at Cognitive Recalibration, or you can email us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com.
Or obviously comments below, which is the fastest way if you're watching us on YouTube. If you want to support the podcast, you can do so via obviously subscribing to our channel giving us a review on iTunes or Spotify, because that makes us more discoverable on the podcast search engines. Cool. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a bit of a divisive one between us. Usually we agree mostly on superhero movies, but I thought this one was okay. You kind of started to convince me that it's not as good as I maybe thought it was, but I think it's still pretty good.
It's okay.
It's decent.
I think, yeah. It, some people will absolutely love this, though.
Yeah.
But I'm not on that boat. Yeah.
Fair enough. The end credit scenes with Aquaman.
Yeah, he's drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was just like literally just Jason Momoa.
They just got him off the Aquaman lot and then
Or the Fast X.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fast X lot. And he was just doing his thing. All right. Thanks everyone for watching or listening, and we'll see you in the next one. See you later.
Oh shit, I forgot to mention. Quickly. You never find out who kills the mum. It's just
We did actually talk. Let's just quickly talk about this. But the bad Flash in this,
it's the other Barry becomes bad.
But then, like, isn't it a paradox because the other Barry sacrifices himself to?
Yeah. So how does that Barry even exist if this Barry kills himself?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because if he kills himself, then that Barry should never exist. Because
the other Barry, the bad Barry, tells the original Barry that he created him.
Yeah, it should be a time loop.
Yeah.
But it isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
And I think they maybe left the...
Because they're going to make a sequel.
The identity of... Yeah, which they're not going to now, obviously. Yeah. But maybe they left that. Because in the comics, it's actually Reverse Flash.
Yes.
Does he kill her or does he enable her to...
He kills her.
He kills her.
Yeah.
So that Barry becomes a Flash.
Yes. I think he wants him to become a better Flash.
A better Flash.
It's a more recent thing, apparently. Yeah. Like a recent addition.
Well, Reverse Flash is like way in the future, right?
Yes.
He's like a... And then he idolizes Barry.
Yes.
And Barry wouldn't have become who he was if his mum didn't die.
So he goes back in time to kill his mum.
Yeah.
But I think he would still become the Flash if his mum didn't die.
Yeah, but just not as good a Flash.
According to the Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. And also the Flashpoint, it's just an inspiration in this because obviously it's not. And they probably could have...
I think what they did in this is probably better than a direct adaptation.
Of Flashpoint?
Yeah.
Yeah, Flashpoint is a bit...
It's probably a bit too confusing. It's more confusing than this. Yeah.
Because, Bruce Wayne dies, and then if you don't know Flashpoint, Bruce Wayne is the one that's killed in the confrontation, and then the father, who's, what's his name?
Thomas.
Thomas Wayne becomes Batman, And Martha Wayne becomes the Joker, because both of them are driven. Well, she's driven insane, and then he's driven to become Batman. But he's like a, he's not like a regular Batman because he just like
kills everyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that would have been a step too far for other people to.
And it would have become more of a Batman movie than a Flash movie. So what I did like about this was, even though the had the cameos and stuff, it was still a Flash-centered movie.
Yeah. Which if you like Ezra Miller, it's good, but if you don't.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like him as a in real life, but in the movie, he was okay. Yeah. Anything else before?
No, that's it. That's it. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So thanks again for listening. That was like a little post-credit scene
for this show.
The episode. So yeah. Hope you're all staying safe, and we'll see you guys in the next one. See you later.
Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.